Good afternoon, Wars and Crane Painting and Paper Hanging.
Hi, am I speaking with Robert?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Robert, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. I'm in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing this Tuesday?
Okay, now Local Splash,
did I
have an account with you at one time?
You do. You have an account with us right now. Yes, sir.
All right. So what is Local Splash doing for me? I don't get any emails really from you or anything.
Really? Okay, let me check the email address on file real fast. vcpainting1@gmail.com. Is that the correct
right.
one? Okay.
Right.
So give me a second. Let me make sure they're going through, too. Yeah, the last email was back on September 11th. So there was none recently sent. Let me go into your client dashboard, okay? See which package
okay.
you're on. Do, 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 do. Okay, so, one sec. Okay, so it looks like you have a custom website designed through us. That's been up and running for some time. Have you already seen it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. So here, let me do this real quick. I'm going to send you a text message with the website. That way you could take a look at it, okay?
Okay.
All right, so here that comes now. And let me take a look at everything else. So your Google Business profile is live. Let me check the optimization on it, though, real fast. Quick second here. Okay. So currently you're number 3 on the first page of Google in the map section. Okay. So the companies ahead of you is CertaPro, Silva Pro Painting. What's going to help you boost you even higher than that number 3 spot is just going to be an increase in reviews. Have you gotten a request for view link from us yet?
No, not from Local Splash.
Okay. Okay. So give me a second here. Let me send that to you right now. Just got to find it in the emails. You know what, better yet, I'm just going to have them create you one. Give me one quick sec.
Okay.
All right, so I have somebody. I'm in the Google Guarantee Department, so I have somebody on our tech side creating you a tiny URL right now, and then I'm going to send that to you via text and via email, okay?
Okay. Yes or no? I don't recall any customer telling me they got me or through Local Splash or coming, you know, saying they viewed my website.
Okay. So they wouldn't say like it came from Local Splash because we don't promote our company on your stuff. So it would be like from Google specifically. I see since the time you've been with us, you've had 166 clicks. That just means like 166 people clicked on you with 2016 impressions on your Google Ads alone. In fact, better yet, just so you can see this all, I'm assuming you haven't logged into your tracking system, right?
Correct. I'm on
okay.
the website now.
Okay. So I'm going to give you your tracking system. That way you can actually see with like your own eyes, like everything that's been done and like the amount of clicks and views that you've gotten, okay? Give me one quick sec.
Okay.
I'm just going to push the I want to make sure you get the emails, too. So can you pull up your email right now?
Yeah. I'm
okay.
sitting in front of my computer right now.
Perfect. So I called you perfect time. All right. So you're going to get an email here shortly. It's going to say login credentials to your advanced reporting, okay? And that should
okay.
come from Local Splash Support. If you don't receive that, then there's something going on with the emails, which we can fix, but I want to make sure you get it.
All right, so I just got text the local access to dashboard.
It should have came through an email to you. You can click that, but I really want to make sure you get the emails, you know?
I would too.
Yeah.
And apparently, you know, I've got to add to the pictures here because the gallery only has about 8 pictures.
Right. And there's no limit to the amount of pictures or videos you can add, you know?
All right. How do I add pictures?
Okay. So go ahead and log into your tracking system using that link I sent you and the username and password.
All right. So I log on the computer, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So hang on a second here. All right. So... All right, so I should be typing out my.localsplash.com or the YouTube and the rest of it.
No, just my.localsplash.com will be sufficient.
Okay.
Yeah.
My.localsplash. Let me see if I can correct that. My.localsplash.com. Working my way there. Okay.
Yeah, take your time. No worries.
Okay, so I remember seeing a screen from a long time ago. Local splash and username.
Okay.
So username. Oh, you have my phone number in there. All right. 72-787-4400. Let me. The user is 732-787-4400. And then password.
SEO search. Yeah, all lowercase letters, all one word.
SEO search. Let me see here. Okay. So that's user. That's pass SEO. Search. Okay. I see 172 total results, 6 local leads, 4 listings, 0 Google profile actions.
Yes. And the thing is, like, you have the placement. I mean, number 3 is a good spot to be in. Obviously, we want you to be number 1, right? But you're on that first page as a top recommended option. So by boosting the reviews, what's going to happen is you're going to go even higher, you know. But yeah, so to add photos, okay, let me show you that real quick. And I'll show you a few more things on this dashboard. It's really, like, convenient. But do you see where it says business info?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and click on that.
All right.
And then if you scroll to the bottom, you'll see like your search phrases, right? Your yeah. Hours, all that good stuff. But at the very, very bottom, you're going to see logo, cover photo, photos, and then videos. You currently have no videos on there, but, this is where you click to add any new photos or videos you want.
All right, so I've got to get them over to my phone over to the computer and then find them through this site.
Yes. Yeah, and what I recommend to you too, Robert, is bookmark this page. That way you're able to just get in there easily next time, you know?
Bookmark the date how?
So at the top, I don't know if you're on Chrome or what browser are you on?
I guess it's Microsoft.
Microsoft. Okay, so on the top right, you should see like a star.
Yep.
Okay, so go ahead and click that, and it's going to bookmark that tab for you.
Okay, so that's favorites. Okay, so.
Yes.
I clicked on the star, and it said favorite bar.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That way, now you could just go to your favorites, and bam, you could just click it, and you're to my.localsplash.com, you know.
I see. So business information, localsplash.com. I'm pretty sure I owe you guys money because I didn't know what you provided for me, so I wasn't paying anything.
No, you were on, from the notes that I see, you're on a prepay for a year. So you don't owe anything until May 9th of next year.
See, now I got a phone call from a collection agency saying I owe like $500-some-odd to you guys. I'm like, that doesn't sound right.
That doesn't sound right. Let me see. Let me make sure that wasn't us. Okay, so give me a quick second here. Okay. Billing spoke with Robert. Robert's account. Billing wants to update CC info since he Okay, so we did call you. Let me see why. Give me a quick second here.
Okay.
Okay, so when I'm reviewing the notes, it says that you called us regarding updating the CC info because I guess you had a your card was stolen or something.
Right.
Yeah, so you don't owe anything to us until May 9th of next year. Which is crazy. That's my birthday too. It really is. I kid you not. Crazy.
And what will that charge be?
That charge is $548. Because you're on a Platinum Premier package. You have the Google advertising, the local bundle.
Right.
Now, you were on a prepaid package initially, so you can always opt to go back into that prepaid package too. Which would be $2,700 again for the year, you know, which saves you a ton of money, you know, for sure.
Yeah. So the prepaid is definitely better. I just have to pay less and it's less money.
When you break it down, 548 times 12, like you have a huge savings on it, you know. But we call you too in that last month to like, hey, do you want to opt for the prepaid or do you want to go monthly? Because we just want to make sure. So it automatically reverts to monthly if, for example, like you didn't answer or like we weren't able to get a hold of you. So the next billing is 548, but that's not till May 9th of 2024. And we'll call you that month of to see if you wanted to re-elect to prepay for the year, you know. Yeah.
Okay, so I see, click here to add a photo, it says drag your photo.
Mm-hmm.
So if I could bring it up in another window.
Yes, you just drag it straight over. That's what I do all the time. It's like super easy. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, I just got to work my way through it the first time.
Right. Once you do it the first time, you have it down. Yeah.
All righty. Could you walk me through the first time or no?
Absolutely. So what you'll do, you're already on business info. You're already at the photos, right?
Yes.
Okay. So when you click to add photo, right, it's going to give you a few options, okay? If you have it in a file, right, you can, where you see the blue link, it'll say you can also select a file. Well, you could click on that, and that's going to pull up all your photos, like, in your downloads. So you can literally just click the file to add it. Okay?
Okay, so, it took me to there, and it all just has image, so I have no idea what it is.
Right. No. So what you're going to want to do, too, instead of selecting that photo, so if you go to... Give me one quick second. I don't usually walk clients through this, so just bear with me, okay?
Okay.
So if you go to, like, your documents, right? Like, click out of that and just go to your actual, like, documents. It'll be, like, a folder. It's, like, on the bottom of my screen.
All right, hang on a second. So let's see. I have desktop. And then I have chat and then Microsoft Store. And
not Microsoft
Store.
Let's see.
Word processing File Explorer.
Yeah, check File Explorer. Let's see if it's in there.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I got desktop downloads, documents, and pictures.
Perfect. So you want to go to the pictures more than likely.
Okay.
And then what you can do is you can actually view the photo first before you attach it. So if you open the photo, it should pull up like what the photo is.
Okay, so you just double click on it.
Yeah, just double click it and it should pull up the photo.
All right. Okay, so, shrink that back down. All right, so see one that I would move over. All right, so I just hold it, click it, and bring it right here.
Drag it straight over. Yep.
Okay, very good. So change photo. No, I want to save.
Yes.
All right, so save. All righty. Okay, so let's do this one more time. Make sure we got it. Click here to add photo. Select the file. Go to pictures. And I got to open a file, see what it is.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to select file. Like, you could stay in your documents on your pictures and just drag each one over. You know, that's the way I prefer to do it. But, for example, when you click the select a file, and let's say you just pick a picture, it's going to load on there. And let's say it's not the one that you want, just don't save it, you know?
Oh, I see, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so.
And then if you saved on accident, for you know, because I just like to be ready for any situation. You know? If you saved it on accident, like over every photo that you have, you're going to have like a little trash can on the top right-hand corner. You could click that to delete the file too, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, no longer located here. No.
Hmm. Yeah. No. That's why I like dragging them. Because sometimes I've done that where, like, I'll attach photos from a file, and then it's, like, the wrong file or something. So I always like to just pull them up, and then I have two screens, though, so it's, like, easy for me. And I'll just drag it over to the actual where you could drag it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll bring other photos over. Yeah. What else do we need to do today?
There's nothing technically you need to do, but what I'd recommend is start with the photos, right? And because I don't want to like overwhelm, there's other things you could do on that dashboard, like that I'd like to walk you through. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you a text, okay, with my direct line and extension. That way, unless you want to just go through it right now.
And also I pulled up 6 leads. I recognized 2 of them that they have spoken to.
Okay.
How am I alerted from you guys to the lead?
Give me one quick second and I'll let you know. I just got to see what they got you set up under. Usually it's just a phone call from the actual person, but give me one sec. Okay. I think you're talking about the leads in the actual website. So, let's see. Okay, so let me go to the website. Or not the website, I mean the dashboard. Okay, 6 local leads. Okay, so what's going to happen, those leads that you're getting, these are on the website itself, where they'll message something to you, like, good morning, I'm in the process of blah, 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 right? Those are sent to you in your dashboard, and they should come through to you via email as well, where it says you have received a lead.
Okay, so I'm in my email now right now. If I look for local splash, I don't see.
It should be local splash support is where all the emails come from.
Okay, yeah, local splash support. I see that.
Okay.
So log into the credentials September 11th, and then August 8th there was one. All right.
Wait, whoa. So there, I see there was 1, 2, 3 on September 11th.
Right.
Okay, so you are getting it. And then you had the new lead was sent on September 10th.
Yeah, lead me, it says, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, and lead me.
Yes, that's the person I spoke to, one of the three I spoke to.
Okay. So you are getting the email, so that's good. And then the lead before that was like August 21st, so they're kind of like spread out, you know. Which, yeah. You know, isn't ideal, but the reason I was calling, so I'm in the Google Guarantee department, which okay. What that is that's a lead program directly through Google. It's the best lead program on the market currently though. You know, the reason for that is like these leads, they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies and right. It comes through via phone call. Okay. Now the way it shows on your phone, if you're under this program, is it's going to come through as LSA lead. So you'll know it's a Google guaranteed lead that's coming through. The best part about it.
Are you saying the caller ID is going to come through LSA lead?
LSA lead. Yes, sir. Correct. So you'll know it's a Google guaranteed lead. And the reason they do that is, every company that qualifies for the Google guaranteed section, it's not their phone number that will show there. It's going to be a Google rotating number, which is recorded by Google bots, like an AI, who will automatically pick up if it's a qualified or unqualified lead. Okay? And the way that works, Robert, basically, to make it as simple as possible, if you schedule an estimate on the phone with that lead, like if you schedule an appointment, or if you quote them over the phone, like give them pricing, those are considered qualified leads that you would be charged for. If it's anything other than that, you're automatically not charged. It's nothing you have to do on your end.
All right, so essentially if I get a phone call and I answer it, then I'm charged.
No. So you have to get a phone call, answer it, and schedule an estimate or quote them over the phone to be charged. If they call you and it's like, out of your radius, or a service you don't provide, right? Or a solicitation call, or you never actually speak to the person. Those are all unqualified leads that you're automatically not charged for.
All right. And how much does this lead generator and supporter cost?
So the cost per qualified lead for your vertical, it's $40 per lead.
Wow, $40 per lead.
Yes, sir. Google does require to a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You can always set like a higher budget if you'd like, but the minimum I'm required to tell you about, that's at $520.
So that would be $520. Now, can I set a maximum so I'm not charged over $520, even though more leads want to come my way?
Correct. So whatever lead budget you set, that is the max you can hit. So, for example, if you did the minimum budget requirement at 13 leads, you will not get over 13 leads. Now, also, your lead budget does roll over. So, like, let's say you do the minimum requirement at 13 or whatever lead budget you set, right? If you take on 13 qualified leads, right, the following month you would be charged $520 to replenish your lead budget. Now, let's say, I always like to use, 40 is easy. So let's say 4 leads, right? You take on 4 qualified leads and decide to pause your leads for whatever reason, right? The next month, you're not charged $520, you're charged 40 times 4, which would be $160.
Okay.
Okay,
so I can control that, yeah. So,
yes.
So, yeah, freaking, you know, 4 to 5 or even 6 leads. Because if I kept it at 13, I could get 13 phone calls easily within the 2 weeks, and then that's $520 right there.
Right. Absolutely. And the 13 lead, the minimum requirement, that's in a month's time. So usually it spreads out to about 3 to 4 leads per week.
All right, and that's a little bit too much because if I usually land the job I go on, so 4 or 5 a week is way too much for me.
Yeah, so you would have to use the pause feature then, like because Google requires us to have a minimum budget for 13. So all you would do is, like, once you hit your 2 leads and you're booked out, you need to pause your leads for the remainder of that week, which is super easy to do. You can do it from your dashboard. You could text, call, or email for us to pause them, and you'll have, like, my direct line, too.
All right, so let's say I moved forward with this. Mm-hmm. You would take 520 for the upcoming leads that haven't come yet, right?
Not yet, no, sir. So we don't charge your lead budget until we finish the Google Guaranteed application process, okay?
Okay, after the application.
Then you'll be charged the 520, yes, for your lead budget.
And let's say I paused it at 6, which is $260.
Yeah.
So the next month there's no charge for 520. Is there an additional charge for 260 to bring it back up to 520?
Yes, you would be charged the 2, unless you're like pausing them for like months, right? Or like a month's time.
Yeah.
We're going to wait until you're ready to turn them on again. When we have the leads on per Google, we need a 13-bit budget requirement, right? But it's crazy because you could pause them. But you have to meet that. So you need to have a minimum budget allocation of 520 to run the leads. And
right.
It's dependent off of like the vertical and the cost per lead. Like, for example, like Foundation Pro verticals, the leads are like 150. So it's like 150 times 13, you know? And then I've seen leads as low as like $6. So it really just depends on the area and the vertical. Now, the cool thing is your lead fee, though, it doesn't go like up or down on you. Like, it's not going to change, but yours is set at 40 per qualified lead.
All right.
Yeah.
If I wanted to just keep it at 4 leads per month, is there a way to do that? Or I just got to get the 4 leads, then pause?
Exactly. So we would charge you the 520 for the 13 leads, right? And then we would pause your lead budget allocation after the 4 leads have been met. And then, what do you call it? We would have to replenish the lead budget, and we just keep going like that is how it would work for your situation.
Okay. The other question was, okay, let's say I get a lead. I answer the phone. I talk to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we agree on a roundabout price, she just asked for price over the phone. I give it to her, and then I say I'm 6 weeks out, and then she says, "No, I can't wait that long." Am I charged for that lead or not?
You would be, unfortunately. So if you price them over the phone or schedule an estimate, you're going to be charged. Mm-hmm. So what I recommend to you, if you're 6 weeks out, right? On everything else, because some people are willing to wait 6 weeks, 8 weeks, you know, like especially on a big project where they want quality work done. So you don't have to pause like your map section or any of the other things happening. But for Google Guaranteed, you're going to want to pause those leads. That way you're not being charged for leads that you can't even go do, you know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm still wondering. If I answer the phone and the first thing I say, I'm about 6 weeks out, and they say, okay, no, we're not interested, I'm still getting charged for that.
No, you wouldn't be charged for that because you didn't schedule an estimate. Yeah.
Okay.
So an estimate has to be scheduled, like an appointment with the client through Google Guaranteed with you on the phone, or if you quote them over the phone. Now, on that first situation you said, like, we can try to dispute the lead, even though it was automatically charged, but more than likely we would lose the dispute because you priced them over the phone, you know?
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So then I was trying not to do that.
Right. Exactly.
All right. So
I needed to make sure, though, too. So Google Guaranteed, there's a couple requirements to qualify for this program. Like, the main reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't just because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. So you'll see when you do a search, right, online, Google Guaranteed is the very first thing that shows up, right? So Google requires for your vertical and area for the company to be licensed and insured. So is it currently licensed and insured?
I am insured. I did not renew my license.
Okay. So you would want to, because we don't like to sign you up for this just for it to get, like, rejected, right? So you would want to renew the license before starting the application process.
Right. Yeah, I have to do that anyway. I just haven't done it. I think it's been lapsed for a couple of years now.
Got you. I get it. We get busy, you know, like 100%. But in terms of this program, they do also require a background check, just so you're aware. They go off the past 7 years. They're looking for, like, any felonies or any lawsuits against the business. Okay.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
And reading the license, it's not because I got busy. Just no one ever asked for it. I never have to supply it. So I'm like, why am I the
right. Unfortunately, with Google Guaranteed, though, you have to have it to get approved for that section, you know. So what I'm going to do, okay. I'm going to send you an email, okay, titled Google Guaranteed. I already sent you a text, too, with my direct line and extension. But in the email, I'm going to reply to it with your cost per lead, your minimum budget requirement, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in your vertical, too. That way you have them in writing. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
And the text I received was Daniel Nelson?
That's me. Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. And extension 711. Okay.
Yes. Now, regarding the base program, too, do you still have that tracking system pulled up?
On my computer?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
No, I don't.
Okay. There's a couple, just play with it, right, on there, but there's a couple more things I wanted to show you. Like you can, you know, request reviews. I have a review link being made for you too. The web developer that does it though, he's currently on the phone. So that should be to you like in the next hour or so. The review link I'm going to send you. All you do, you can send it to, like, previous clients, current clients, friends, family. Like, it doesn't matter. But when they click the link, it's going to pull up the 5 stars, and you're just going to want to start boosting your reviews on Google. That way we can work to get you from number 3 up to 2 and hopefully 1 over time, you know?
Okay, yes. I have a couple customers who would do that for me, recent customers. I would just need an easy way for me to provide them with the link.
Yes.
To do it.
So in the
email?
Yes, that will be in the email. And we even have like a pre-made message for you you could send. You could tailor that any way you want it to, you know.
Okay.
All right. So that will come. Just give them like an hour to get it. I'm sure they sent it before, but I couldn't find it in the email. So I'm just going to have them create you a whole new one, and it will have that message on it too, you know.
Okay.
All right. So look out for that. And if you ever have questions on Google Guaranteed or even the base program, don't hesitate to call me. I'd be more than happy to help. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Perfect. So I'm going to get that email off to you now. And just keep me in the loop. Once you have the license, then we can start the application process for you. Okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Awesome. All right. You have a great rest of your day, Robert. It was a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for being a client. And if you ever have any questions, don't hesitate to call, okay?
My last question for you is
Time
this collections agency calls. I can give them your name and your number and you can
call me directly or text me. Let me know because we didn't call you about collections. For sure. It had to be a different company. I went through all the notes and there was nothing from us on that. Because I thought maybe it was a mistake, you know, they didn't know you were on a year prepay. But it wasn't our company.
Okay. They said you in particular, so they didn't sound like a legitimate company to me, so I'll have them call you.
Okay. Yeah, just have them call me for sure. And probably what will happen is they won't call, you know, so if they're like a scam.
Oh, yeah.
So just what you want to do, regardless, like definitely tell them to call me. But if I would let me know too, like just text me, call me at my direct line. That way I can alert like our tech support side too. Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
All right, Robert. I appreciate you, sir.
And next May 9th, have a good birthday.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. You have a great rest of your day, okay? All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.